It's official. The closing for the purchase of the former Holiday Inn in downtown Bridgeport happened this week. The former hotel is set to be converted to market-rate housing into 97 new units that will be affordable for Bridgeport residents. And Connecticut Housing Partners actually played a very key role in making all of this happen. And joining us back on the show is Renee Dobis of CHP. And Renee, I would love to hear everything about this deal.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. It is very exciting. So about 3 years ago, a market rate developer purchased the Holiday Inn and he converted all of the hotel rooms into apartments. They're all 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. So the owner reached out to the Department of Housing and spoke to the commissioner and indicated that they wanted to sell it. So the commissioner and I toured the building back in January, and so then 2 weeks later, the commissioner called me, who is Salem Mascaro Bruno. She called me. She says, "So, Renee, what do you think? Do you want the building?" I said, "Absolutely." I said, "Not only is this a great location, it's in downtown Bridgeport, but the whole first floor where the ballroom was and the kitchens and the little restaurant they had is still there. It's still intact." And I said, "We're busting at the seams for office space." And I said, "I would love to be able to move our headquarters here as well, because we would have the adequate space that we need." So we began the closing process, and it's with my partnership with the Department of Housing. I couldn't do it without them. It was their financing that allowed me to be able to procure this building. And we closed 2 days ago. And our preliminary analysis of the residents that are living there, about half already qualify to one of the tiers, the income tiers that will be in the building, because it will cover income tiers from 80% area medium income and below.
What does that mean, Renee, just so that I understand it correctly?
Right. So if you think about the average income in the state of Connecticut, and you do the medium, which is 100% is the medium, say that income is 100 grand. I'm just going to use round numbers.
Okay.
Well, if you do 80% of 100 grand, that means it's $80,000 and below. I'm not suggesting in Bridgeport area that's what the values are, but that's basically how it's calculated. So we're housing extremely low income at 30%. Some of these folks already have vouchers through the Housing Authority and John D'Amelia. So we work very closely with those organizations. Those folks will continue to reside there. And we're not asking anyone to move. As the units naturally attrition, as people move out, then we'll be converting those market rate units into affordable units.
Okay.
So we're extremely excited. So we're hoping in about a year we'll be able to move in into our headquarters. And then there's some other space. There's a loading dock at the building, and there's other space. And I would love to get a small grocery store into this building,
yes,
especially with the kitchens there, because this is literally 0.3 miles away from the train station. It's a food desert down there. There's tons of apartments, you know, on Main Street and around that area. And so I'm working really hard to try to see if I can attract, you know, a grocery store to come in. And I think that would just be terrific. You know, just in the building alone, there's 97 units. So you already have, you know, almost 100 customers that would probably utilize that that grocery store almost on a daily basis.
Okay, so just so I understand it correctly, I think this is so exciting. So Renee Dobis is here, Connecticut Housing Partners. So there's 97 units total going in there. And it's a combination of market rate and affordable housing.
Well, it is marketed as 100% market right now.
Okay.
What we're doing is we're going, as people move out, we will convert the market rate units to affordable.
I see.
But what we're saying is about half of the people that live there right now already qualify to be affordable.
Okay, I understand.
Yes.
Okay. And did I hear you correctly, Renee? Are you moving the CHP headquarters there?
I would love to. But, you know, it's plenty of space. We're busting at the seams in our current location. You know, I have some folks that have to work part-time from home because I just don't have enough office space to accommodate everybody. So, yes, we want to renovate the like half of the building where the ballroom area is, and there were some meeting rooms there. and it would give us adequate space to be able to do that. So we're really excited, and the staff are really excited too, to be able to move into a newly renovated space.
So what excites me as well about this, again, we've got Renee Dobas here, Connecticut Housing Partners. It's been providing and creating really affordable quality housing across the state of Connecticut for over 30 years. And it's to me, it's a local nonprofit that's doing this work. It's all locally done, which I think is a really big deal, especially when you look at the what in some times is very controversial when you have developers coming from outside the state of Connecticut, maybe don't understand the area. I mean, CHP to me is a no-brainer. What excited me about this, Renee, I have to be honest, in all the years that you and I have had a friendship, it has always frustrated both of us the fact that CHP has been here. It's got a great track record. It has proven to do great work. But the issue is you need people to come to the table. And when I found out that Connecticut Department of Housing approached you guys, I thought, wait, we're getting somewhere here. Something's happening. I mean, this is a big deal. And I would love for you to, you obviously are working on the front lines. You understand a lot better than I do. But I think that is one of the biggest deals in this story is the fact that you guys were approached by our Connecticut Department of Housing and saying, hey, what can you guys do to make this property work? And I think that's really been the call to action for many, many years.
Well, I have a close relationship with the commissioner because we do work together and, you know, we do try to troubleshoot. And what's exciting about this project for her, because she's charged with trying to get as much affordable housing into the state of Connecticut as possible. And so imagine we started our conversation in January. Here we are in September. 9 months may seem like a long time to get through a closing. But if we were to build this from the ground up, it would be 3 years from now.
True.
And not only that, from her perspective, it's a lot cheaper to be able to buy it already built like this than to build it. It's probably cost half to buy it than it would be to build it. And so that's why she's excited about it as well. And so I have another project that she and I are working on as well. I can't really announce it yet, but we have another one that is a little bit more than 90 units as well. And so we're hoping possibly by the holidays or shortly after the holidays, we'll be closing on that one as well. So that's why she's excited about it too, because it's a way that she can get, you know, almost 100 units, boom, into her pipeline immediately, and then she can count it and add it to her unit roll.
Well, and I think the reason that part excites me, Renee, is because, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but we've had a really hard time having municipalities a lot of the times come to the table and say, we have this church that is no longer here, or we have this building that's not being used any longer, And I mean, I've heard you say many times on this show that you would love for people to just give CHP a chance and,
right,
and look at the opportunity that could become in your town or city.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We need all the partners that we can get. We all have to do this together. You know, the state can't do it alone. CHP can't do it alone. We all as a community have to do it together.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to recognize the economic importance of having all different kinds of housing in a community to be able to house all the people who live in your community.
Yeah. Well, I just think with the Connecticut Department of Housing, with them setting that example with your partnership, I mean, I'm hopeful that more people will come forward with ideas, again, at the municipal level to say, hey, we've got this property. What can we do with it? I mean, I'm hoping CHP gets more calls at the local level.
Yes, absolutely. Us too.
So,
that
Renee,
would be wonderful.
Right? I would love that. Renee, hold on one second. When we come back, I there were a couple things there that you had mentioned that I would love to know, you know, sort of what happens next. You had mentioned I'd love to see a grocery store at this location. You'd love to see office space, including even the headquarters for Connecticut Housing Partners to go there. So why can't it? Since the property's already been closed on, I just want to understand sort of what happens next. Does there need to be public meetings? Do you need to, you know, go through planning and zoning? I just want to understand, you know, what would be blocking you from today deciding a grocery store will, in fact, go into this location, for example. What happens now? So you have a lot of ideas that you'd like to do besides, obviously, the housing. What needs to happen to get some of these goals?
So the first thing we're doing, we're in the procurement process to hire an architect so that we can, put the plans together. Because, obviously, if we go in front of planning and zoning, they're going to want to see what our plans are.
Sure.
And so that's our first step. And then, of course, we'll make sure we get it through planning and zoning. And then the other thing is that, we also are going to be putting a capital needs assessment together for the building, because in the renovation, we want to make sure that if there's any updates to any of the mechanicals, such as the heating and the HVAC, we want to be able to have that be part of the plan as well. So those are our preliminary steps that we're going through right now.
So, okay. So are there places where people can sort of stay up to date with projects like these? And kind of back to something we were talking about before, which is if there is a municipality or there's an entity that would like to reach out to CHP, is there a way to do that effectively?
Absolutely. Our website has contact information. You can certainly reach out to me directly at rdobis@cthousingpartners.org. Our phone number is on our website. So, I'm pretty accessible. People reach me all the time. So it's not difficult to get me or somebody on my team.
All right. And again, we're going to put the website to Connecticut Housing Partners on our website, voiceofct.com. Renee, what is in the immediate? So obviously the closing was a big deal this week, but what is the next step in this project specifically?
Well, the next step right now, we're going through, we've gotten all the resident files. So my team is over there. We do have a property manager that's assigned to the building. He has an office space. So we're beginning our interface with the residents, introducing, getting to know each other. We have some leases that have expired, so we're going to be going through the recertification process for those leases as they expire and come due. And, just be the good property managers that we are, and we're hopeful that we're going to have a very dynamic relationship with our residents, and they're going to be very happy with the idea and the concept that Connecticut Housing Partners is now the owner.
Yeah, I look forward to it. And again, what a time for this to happen. 35 years, Connecticut Housing Partners has been doing some great work. And Renee Dobis, we so appreciate that you've also stuck around with us here on WICC for many years to give us the very latest with housing, certainly all across Connecticut, and this most latest project out of downtown Bridgeport. We're excited to see what happens next. Thank you so much.
Thank you.